Shalom, everybody. Good morning. Freilich Chanukah. Guten Erev Shabbos. Okay, so now we have to do some thinking. I've got hard work to do, yeah. So let's just put into one piece here what we've set up to now. We've seen that there's two aspects to this thing called Malchus. L'cho Hashem, the L'cho Hashem HaMalacha. There's two aspects. The aspect that it is the koyach that brings into koyach, into poil, the other koyches, the six midas. We'll touch on that now a little bit. The six midas that is mentioned there in the pasuk, gedula, gvura, tiferes, whatever the six midas are, whatever that means. So what the malchus does, it allows those koyches to be activated. To allow them to function properly. That was the first thing we said, and that was the first thing we understood about Malchus. Then we saw last week, there's another aspect to Malchus. It's not just that these things that are here get actualized, but Malchus brings something else into the picture, something bigger, something great into the picture. There we used the concept of Keter. The Melech has a Keter. Means there's something above the system. The head is where the system stops. That's the top of the system. Above that, there's something else. There's something above. There's something higher. Malchus doesn't just put all the pieces together down here so that the pieces here function. It also brings this higher thing into the world. That's what it does. We saw the marshal of the chasana. There are all these pieces of a chasana that make up the chasana. There's the decor, there's the table settings, there's the food, there's the music, there's all those things. When the chosan comes into the chasana, so all those things are actualized. Kolzma, there's no chosan, so the bread rolls don't have too much time. There's just, it's a bread roll. It's not a chasana. No one's going to sit and eat at a chasana if the chosan doesn't come. You're going to dance and eat at a chasana if there's no chosan. So what the chosan does when he comes in, he does two things. He brings all the separate pieces of the chasana together and actualizes them. Now you have a chasana. Now the dancing is the dancing of a chasana. Now the eating is the eating of a Suras Mitzvah. But he brings something else. He brings Simchas Chosan. He brings something that's not in the system, that's not in the hall before he gets there. So there's two things. One is actualizing, activating what's there, and then it brings something else which isn't there, which is above, which is outside the system, into the system. That's how we've understood Malchus up to now, yeah? So I don't remember if we finished Perek Aleph. We said we try and finish that today and then start Perek Beis, which starts applying this to Shabbos. We'll see what this has to do with Shabbos. Okay, I'm going to do the last paragraph here on Daf Yud Ches, which just ties together a little bit what I've said, yeah, but we'll see it in his Loshen. And then we'll be able to get into Yud Tes today a little bit as well. This marshal we saw of the chosen, the nimshal of that is Malchus Shemayim. The six midas we saw, Gedula, Gvura, Tiferes, and Etzer Hod, those are six midas in the way that Hashem's mashgiach the world and builds the world. The world itself has six directions. Mizrach, Ma'ariv, Tzofen, V'drom, Ma'alev, V'mata, north, south, east, west, up and down. Those are the six directions, the six physical directions in the world. V'akrach bo inyan ha-malchus. Then comes Malchus. She'emes ha-yesh d'ako, she'emes ha-yesh d'ako, she'mayim eile, she'em binyan oylam ha-muloy, pe'e v'hodo be'emes. When does this happen? That these ways of Hashem, these six midas of Hashem, which is the binyan of the olam, that's what builds the world, that's the beauty and the hodah of the world. When does that get actualized? When kasher l'cha Hashem ha-malacha? That's when there's Hashem, l'cha Hashem ha-malacha, kashem izgala kovet shemayim b'poil ba'olam. That's when kovet shemayim is revealed actually in the world. The Sherish Chinosib Seichenu, and the Shechina dwells amongst us. Let me see what that means later. As a Shemaim Mesaprin Kvod Kel, Umayse Yodov Magida Rakia, then you have a Shemaim, but now the Shemaim is The Shemaim is what? Mesaprim Toit Kel. The Maisi Yodov, you have the Maisi Yodov. Avol now it's Magid Arakia. Vaha Oilam Umaloi Hanivne Vashesh Midas, Hu Basimcha Bashlemus. This world that's built up from these six Midas is now Basimcha Bashlemus. Avol Meme Zenze Tachlis. Asimcha Vashlemus Lamitoso. But that's not the Tachlis Lamitoso. The Simcha with the Shlemus. When the Chosen comes in, the ultimate tachlis is not that everything that's in the hall already will be utilized properly. For sure, that's important, but that's not the ultimate tachlis. The simcha of the shleimus. The tachlis is ain't the tachlis a simcha shleimus lamitoso. Mashakovet shemaim is galil de oilam umaloi she sof sof mashin is galam mitoich oilam marei mugbal hu lehekif oilo. Because whatever you can be Magali in the world is mugbal to what the world can contain. The world is mugbal. This is a finite world. What the Shechina, what the Malchus coming into the world reveals is much, much greater, much more elevated. Ein Sof. The Or Ein Sof. It's much, much bigger than what the six Midas here waiting to be actualized can bring into the world with all its Shlemus and Simcha. There's something bigger that's now coming into the world, something that's part of this world, but it comes into the world. It stays there, but it comes down here. That's a fascinating discussion, the Nefesh HaChaim, how that works. Mezrat Hashem, we'll see that one day. Well, let's just see what's being said before we understand how it works. This is difficult stuff to get our brains around a little bit. In the Moshel, as a local kach kasher, you have to try and apply this to the Nimshel now. It's a little bit hard, and you have to just be patient. Let's just read that again. Etzem Ashros Hashchina. The Shos Hashchina, this bringing of this Malchus, what it brings into the world, the Kovet Shemayim that it brings into the world, Mevie Isa Utzma, it brings a strength, V'noireis Ein Soifim, infinite awesome powers, Ma'ala Ma'ala M'mashe Mizgala Derech HaGadula V'Gvura, way, way above which that's being revealed by the six Midas. V'kol Marech is Kovet Shemayim HaMitgale Bo'Elam. The entire system of Kovet Shemayim that's revealed in the world. Umamash kamo hamoshel imachosin. Umamash kamo hamoshel imachosin. Mamash the moshel of the chosin. Sheninachinami. She hachosin mashlim is kol mareches asuda. When the chosin comes into the suda, he's mashlim the whole mareches of the suda. If he wasn't there, the whole suda wouldn't be mushla. So that's what he does. He takes what there is and he's mashlim it. Avalika simcha. The simcha with the chosin. The kain kasher meshara kolish boch shenasa boilam vushlam oilam betifatoi ein ze ikah simcha. If I would say to you, what are you enjoying at the simcha? When the chosin came, you tell me, no, now that the chosin's here, I can enjoy the food, I can enjoy the music, I can have a nice time, I'm enjoying myself. You understand chosin, the guy doesn't understand where he is. Lo mivinu b'chasana. Yeah, but the chosin came now. Before the chosin came, it wasn't so kef to stand here and eat and drink and enjoy the music. Now the chosin, yeah, I can enjoy the music. Sure, but there's a tachlis. The tachlis is now you can enjoy the chosin, what the chosin means. There's a chasin happening here. The chosin brings something much, much more than what was in the hall before the chosin came. He actualizes what's in the hall, but he brings something much bigger. When Hashem comes into the world, when the Shechina comes into the world, and it's mashlim, all the different aspects of the Bria, that's not the Ika Simcha, that everything in the world now is actualized. Ele Yismach Yisrael Bo'isov, B'nai Tziyon Yagilu B'malchom. Go look at that capital there in Kuf Mem Tes. Yismach Yisrael Bo'isov, B'nai Tziyon Yagilu B'malchom. Not with what we have, but what this new dimension, this Malchus is bringing into the world. That's why it starts again. Remember, we asked, why does it say Lecho Hashem again, Amam Locha? Shama Malocha Einu Rak Shleimus Acherim. because the Malchus isn't just, it is for sure, no one's saying it's not that, for sure it's that, it's a very big part of what Malchus is, it's bringing into potential what exists already, but there's something much bigger going on here with Malchus. This Lecha Hashem HaMalocha, while it's actualizing what is, but it's also something else which is much bigger and much more separate and moved off from the entire system, and that comes into the system. Okay, so kashe to get a, like we mentioned earlier, you can't pick this up. We can't pick up the gechalim. We can't pick up the hot coals. We'll play with it a little bit. We'll see. Slowly. Even now, it's a bit more familiar. It's a little bit easier to understand than we understood last week and the week before. So let's start Perek Beis. Let's start applying these basic principles that we've applied. Now this applies to everything. Now we'll see how this relates to Shabbos. Mazikashur to Shabbos. Okay. Lamdeinim came beinian amalchus. This is Perek Beis. Lamdeinim came beinian amalchus kamei yisoidos. We learned up to now a few basic fundamental principles of malchus. Musa malchus hi mide muyuchedes lohitzes shilaton amelach betoich hamedida min hakoyer lapoel. The first thing we said, that the essence of malchus, it's that mide, unique mide, which brings the rulership of the king into the Medina from Koyach to Poel. There's a Medina and the king has power. The Malchus actualizes the king's ability to come into the Medina and do what has to be done in the Medina, the Shilaton. Vizmezetarti, there's two aspects to this, as we just said. The first aspect is now the Medina is being run properly. According to the Shlemus of the Melech, the Medina is now being run in a more elevated, in a more efficient way. Because when there's no Melech, everything's there, but it's a shtickle haphazard, it's a still hefka. And there's a Melech now, so things run properly according to the ability of the Melech. That's the first aspect. All aspects of the Malchus are now b'shleimus u'b'simcha. Everything's running properly. V'sheinis, the second aspect, which is we've seen, is the real ikke essence of what this thing is. Mashal yedei Malchus haMelech atzmoi nike b'medina b'utzmus u'tifarto. There's something else here, and that is there's a Melech. There's a Melech, and you can recognize and you can see the Melech in his glory and his beauty. That's a much bigger shleimus. That's a much bigger simcha than the fact that, you know, there's a shilaton over all the aspects, the different aspects of the Medina. You know, the transport's running properly, the roads are fine, the medicine, the hospital. I call in shleimus gavaldik. That's a big simcha. But there's a bigger simcha. The simcha is the melechsia. Shekein bo'o pnei melech chayim. Says in Mishlei the Pasuk, Be'or Pnei Melech Chayim, the light of the face of the Melech, that's what we live by. Elyon Noire Miachayim HaRegilim B'Medina. That's way, way above the normal day-to-day running of the world, reading of the world. That's the essence of this other aspect that we've seen that the Malchus brings into the world. Okay. Me'atan Alevilin Shabbos Kodesh. Now let's go to Shabbos Kodesh. The Ikke and the beauty of Shabbos is that it's Yom HaShvi. Shemidas Malchus Shemayim. That's what we said. Shvi is always Malchus. And it's the mid of Malchus Shemayim. That's what Shvi is. That's what Shabbos is. Hayni Shemahusa Shabbos hi lohoitzeh sapoil yechoydi yisbarach b'chol ha'olam. The essence of Shabbos is to bring out, is to reveal the poil, actual, the oneness of Hashem in the world. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos brings out into the world for everybody to see Achdus Hashem. Yechidoi Yisparach b'chol olam. B'shishi yamim bara Kodesh Baruch Hu Solomai. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. Yeah. Ha'ilam kepashtusoi There's a big yesod, yeah? The world, as the world spreads out and grows, Hashem created the world, it created a mechitza and a hester of the yichidu of Hashem. And his awesome oneness and chesed and unbelievable infiniteness. That's what the world does. That's what's called Olam, Nelam. It hides a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Tzimtzum, when Hashem was Metzamtzim, when Hashem created space, Kiviyochel, to create a world, he didn't go away. He didn't go away. He didn't take himself out of the world, and now there's no Hashem in the world, so now there's space for you and me. Because Kol Zman, he's everywhere. There's no room for you and me. It's just infinite oneness. What he did was he created a world that hides him, but he's there. He didn't go away. Nevi Shachaim says this, Chas v'chalila, to think that Hashem removed himself from the world, so to speak. No, he hid himself. The Tzimtzum means he hid himself. So that's what he did. That's what the world does. The world hides Kavod Shamayim. That's what the world does. He created a world in 6 days that hides him. The world is physical and it has the possibility for chet. That's a purpose. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because without that, you could never get Olam Haba. You could never bechiri. You couldn't earn anything. Hashem needs to give us what we earn. You have to earn it, so you need bechira. So that's what the world does. Hashem hiding himself in the world, what it does is it hides. It's a mechitza. That you can't see Hashem, but he's there. He's there. He hasn't gone away. He's here everywhere. Malakul Olam Kvoido, the whole world's filled with him. But you don't see it. But it's there. So that gives us bechira, which gives us the ability to sin. But klal kol inyone kas umchoivim shekol ze hu toitza yeshira machmas hester shlita seyichud. Our ability to get angry, our ability to do sins, that the bechira, basically the birth of what's called bechira, that we now like Hashem, that we have bechira, comes about directly because of the hester of Hashem shlita in the yichud. His shlita, his yichud in the world, that he rules the world, gets hidden. Now you have bechira. You want to steal, you're standing in the store, and there's a policeman standing next to you, as you won't steal. You can't, because you don't have Bechira. Even if you have Bechira, you can't use it. Like the Malachim, there's some there, they have Bechira, but they just can't even use it, because the truth is so obvious to them, and lo yocholim. If the policeman hides away, so now you have Bechira. Will you steal or won't you steal? Because man is standing there, you can see him, so where do you don't have Bechira? Poshut, yeah? That's the way the world runs on a day-to-day basis. Hashem's there. He's hidden. We have bechira. Sheish yisyamim taseh malachtecha. You got to do your work. Ad shebo Shabbos. Bo manucha. V'chol shvisa kol inyon lehoilam v'heste shevo. The whole world comes to what's called shvisa. Everything in the world comes to shvisa and the heste that's in it. We'll see what this has to do with anything. Kol Esek Yom HaShabbos, all the dealings, all the work on Yom HaShabbos is what? Kedusha v'tare v'kovet v'oineg. Hainu, what does that mean? Sheshlitos yisberach v'yichudu umidus toive hem shinirim bo'eilom. That's what's Ma'en Olam Haba. Ma'en Olam Haba, you go back to where there is no, Olam Haba is when you go back to where there is no Tzimtzum, where there's all revealed. Hashem is revealed. He's not hiding anymore. That's Shabbos is a taste of that, where everything is appear in the world. You can see everything in the world. The oneness and the Midas Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is once again revealed in the world. That means it's hidden in the 6 days. On Shabbos, it gets revealed. I know you're all asking, well, I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't see that much difference. Okay, we'll see. That's why we're learning. We want to try and connect to this a little bit and see how to relate to Shabbos in a little different way. It's very hard when the kids are screaming and there's dust, and then you're trying to be holy on Shabbos and kedusha on Shabbos and laugh, you know. It's in fact the hardest day to be kaddish, because the rest of the day you're in the base midrash the whole day. You're at work, whatever, and you're dealing with what you're comfortable with. Then Shabbos, you come home and you're trying to be all holy, and then it's not so posh because you're dealing with all the stuff that's at home. And it's a little called kach pashut. So we'll have to see. But we're trying to understand the essence here. V'nimtza. Shabbos hi mamish midas hamalchus. So it comes out Shabbos is mamish midas hamalchus. How? Shehi machnisa letoy choshech olameinu, because it brings into the darkness of our world, because our world is hiding the light. It's a yichud v'shlitas achesed shal Hashem Yisburach. That's what it brings into our world. That's what it's megali in our world. The oneness and the rulership and the chesed of Hashem in the world. Shezeh inyan midas hamalchus, kamo shdit niskav. That's what you said midas hamalchus is. V'amnam, kamo shdizbay binan hamalchus sheyesh botarti. Remember, Malchus has two things to it, these two aspects. Gam b'Shabbos yesh botarti. Shabbos also has these two aspects. Hayachet masha Shabbos hiyak. Sorry, just hold on a second. Shlomo, the emsa shia nitkashe lecha od 10 dakot, beseder? Sheyesh botati, gam haShabbos yesh botati. Ha'eched ma sheShabbos hi tachlis ma'ase shemayim va'aretz. Shabbos is the purpose of the Bria. The tachlis ma'ase shemayim va'aretz. Haynu da'ad shelo bo Shabbos kol ma'ase shemayim va'aretz ha'yichulin. You have 6 days of the week, those are chulin. Until Shabbos comes, the kedusha of those days doesn't get actualized. If it wasn't for Shabbos, the world would just be what it is. The gashmis dika chulin dika world. The koyach of kedusha that's in the world gets actualized via the Shabbos. Lo tol lehodolayim. There's no meaning to them. Kumo shamru chazal. Mayal bo'ilam chosa. What was lacking in the world until Shabbos? Menucha. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. We have to see what menucha is. There's all arichas. Mazeh menucha. It's not what we think it is. Shema'ata ha'olam nistaklal liyais olam shel kedusha v'kiyave l'kodesh baruch hu. Now you have Shabbos. You have this thing called menucha. We'll have to see what that means. Don't know what it is. Doesn't mean you just chill. You know, now the whole world becomes holy. Although we'll have to see what menucha is. Or Shabbos bo menucha. Well, that's a big thing, you know. Not just because you're tired from the 6 days, you need to rest a bit. On the contrary, if you do Shabbos properly, you need the 6 days to rest from Shabbos. You know, that's the chesed of Hashem. It gives you 6 days to recuperate from Shabbos, no? So Shabbos is not the day to recuperate from the week. Shabbos is the day to build the next week, but also to bring, I went a bit over there. You just scrap what I just said. That was off. We'll see what I just said later, and you need the background. So Shemata Olam Nistaklel, Liyais Olam Shel Kedusha V'Kiev El Hashem. Now the world, once Shabbos comes, those 6 days of the week, now have Kedusha V'Kiev El Hashem. You now have closeness to Hashem. Nimtzas Shabbos Hiya Tachlis V'Hashloma Shel Kol Ma'ase Bereishis. So Shabbos is the Midah Shvi, that is the Tachlis and the Hashloma of Kol Ma'ase Bereishis. You have Ma'ase Bereishis, you have all these pieces in Ma'ase Bereishis, the six directions and everything that's in them. Aval Em Lo B'Tachlis. Come Shabbos, comes Menucha, now they come to Tachlis, now they actualize. The Kedusha in them now gets actualized. That's the first aspect. We'll just do the second, but then I'm going to stop here. V'asheni shadayin ein zeh Tachlis yofil shel HaShabbos, ma shal yedei, shal yodoi, hu shlam oylem v'tifoto liyeis mizgale b'toich ha'kovet shamayim. The chosen coming to the chasen, and now everything that was there already, the whole chasen now becomes a Kedusha dika thing as opposed to just a party. Yeah? So when Shabbos comes, everything that's the world now gets actualized, now gets Kedusha. Well, that's not the Ika Tachlis. Ela keshebo Shabbos mizgale medregel shel Kedusha shilamala male b'mashi mizgale derech oilo. When Shabbos comes, the aboveness that we spoke about, this thing that's called Keter, that comes into the world. This level of Kedusha, which is way, way above anything that we have in the world, that gets megala via the world. Shema Shabbos bo hashos hashchina lo'olam. When Shabbos comes, there's a shos shchina in the world. Ve'efshe b'yom zeh li'idabek b'Hashem yisborach b'yesaseis. You can now connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can now cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more than you can during the week. Because there's yamo. There's more of that aboveness megala in the world. V'lechein shnein yonim muskorim etzel HaShabbos. Tachli shamayim v'aretz. There's two things mentioned klapei Shabbos. It's Tachlis Shemayim Va'aretz. Hainu Shleimus Shemayim Va'aretz. Hashem created Shemayim Va'aretz. Shabbos is what actualizes him, brings him from Koach to Pearl, which is what we said Malchus does. Ubirchosa mikol hayomi kedusha mikol hazmanim. Then we say, Ubirchosa mikol hayomi v'kedurosa mikol hazmanim. it's more blessed in the days and it's holier than all the times. It's this other dimension. This the world gets taken to a whole new dimension. Something much bigger than was there comes into the world. Yeah. That we'll see Metzah Shem, we'll do tomorrow. I'm gonna stop here. We'll see. Those are the two aspects. We'll see it coming out in the Kiddush there. But that's what Shabbos does. Shabbos takes the world that we have, the 6 days of the week, actualizes them. Like the Chosen, he takes whatever was in the Chasana hall and he actualizes it. Now what went from being a piece of bread and a band and a party now becomes a Chasana. Gets actualized, it's reached its tachlis. But that's not the ikat tachlis of a chasana. The ikat tachlis of a chasana is the simchas achosim. Yeah? The same with Shabbos. Shabbos takes the 6 days of the week. Yeah, it's always six. It's midah shvi, and it actualizes those. It gives bracha to all those things. It gives kedusha to all the dimensions of the world. But there's something much bigger than that. On Shabbos, Akosh Bochu comes into the world in a way that not that he comes in, he was always here. He's Megali himself more than he does during the week. That means there's this extra dimension of Kedusha that comes from a much higher place, way, way above. That comes down into the world as well. That might have something to do with what's called Neshama Yaseira. I don't know, we'll see. That's an interesting question. Well, that's what's happening on Shabbos. Two things. The world, the 6 days that you worked and toiled and whatever, are now getting meaning. They're now being actualized in the real dimension. But something else is happening. There's something very big and kodesh and holy coming into this world and that you can connect to. Okay. Questions, comments, reactions. Otherwise, that's enough, I think, to think about for the week. Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah, they say, is a taste of Mashiach. The brought down in the Sforim, and in the Hasidish Sforim. Shabbos Chanukah is the Helik the Shabbos. It's the holiest Shabbos of the year. Unbelievable. Gilu or. On this Shabbos, so we should be zeich at least to have a little taste of what that menucha is.
I have a question.
I hope this is useful. I don't know if I'm not getting much feedback. I hope this is useful. For me, it's gewaldig, but I hope you guys are getting something out of this.
I have a question. If for example, Chas v'Shalom, someone who is not making Shabbos, is mechalel Shabbos. Is Kedusha is coming or is nothing coming for him?
Excellent question. What I understand, we'll see more. This is a tentative answer. Zeloa Tshuva Sofi. But what I've understood so far, we'll go through it. You'll see, we'll maybe come to a different conclusion. But what I understand is Shabbos is, yeah, whether you do it or not. But you just don't get the benefits of it. If you're not keeping Shabbos, you just don't connect to that Kedusha. It's there, but you don't see it. You don't connect it. You don't get the benefits of it. The Yom of Shabbos is different to Yontif in that Yom Shabbos is Hashem's day. It's not our day. We're going to see that. We'll see what that means. Shabbos is not our day. It's lo bishvileinu. It's bishvil Hashem. Hashem invites us into his world on Shabbos. Yontif, we invite Hashem into our world. We make Yontif. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Hashem is Mekadesh us and we Mekadesh the Zmanim. Shabbos, we don't Mekadesh. We don't Mekadesh the days of Shabbos. The month, we Mekadesh. That's how you get to the Yom Tevi. We decide when Yom Tev is. Shabbos is Hashem's Mekadesh Shabbos. When Shabbos is Chal and Yom Tev, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'hazmanim, HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'hazmanim. Hashem's Mekadesh Shabbos, not us. That means the Shabbos is happening. He's just not connected to it. So the benefits of what Shabbos is, he doesn't get. There's another aspect is by not connecting to, not just is he not connecting, but he's doing damage as well. We see someone's machal Shabbos, he just doesn't get off with without the Kedusha. He gets onesh. Not means that he gets an onesh. I'm talking about the onesh for being machal Shabbos. He doesn't get the benefits. That means he's losing something. It's not just that he doesn't get the benefits. He didn't get the prize.
He pushed,
not that they're not putting $1 million into his bank. They're also taking out what's in the bank.
Yeah.
That's the problem. If he's Mechal Shabbos, he's harassing himself. He's not just not getting the benefits. Avulugam
haras. Okay, thank you.
But that has to be seen more as we go weiter. We'll see whether that needs to be a bit fine-tuned. Based on what we know now, yeah, that's what's happening. So have a wonderful Shabbos.
Shabbos. Thank you. Thank you.
Freilinke Chanukah and a good Shabbos.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Moshe. Have a good Shabbos.